好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神的话语是我们生命的灵粮。
God's word is our daily bread.
靠着他的话语行走天路。
And with God's word, we're able to walk on heavenly paths.
我们在讲道以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's pray before the preaching.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你的话语是创天造地的大能。
Because your words is the almighty power in your creation.
你说有就有，命立就立。
And your words just stand firm.
你使用逻辑却超越逻辑。
You use the logic, but you are just beyond the logic.
逻辑在你面前不过就是你工具箱的一个小玩具而已。
In front of you, logic is just one of the tools in your creation.
但是因着你的使用，使得逻辑变得重要起来。
However, because you use the logic, and it just becomes so important.
在亚伯拉罕的信心之道中。
So in that Abraham's faith.
我们看见你贯穿古今的智慧。
And we see the wisdom that you just transcended from the history.
求主你继续的带领和赐福加力。
May you continue to guide us and strengthen us.
让我们透过保罗的书信能够看见神你要对我们说的话语。
So through Paul's letter, and let us understand what you want to tell us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天讲到的题目是亚伯拉罕的信心。
The sermon title today is Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕的信心是一个怎样的信心呢？
So what kind of faith is Abraham's faith?
上帝甚至称他为信心之父啊。
God even just called him the father of faith.
称他为信心之父的时候，又是怎样的背景环境呢？
So what is the background when Abraham was called the father of faith?
当年亚伯拉罕已经99岁了。
During that time, Abraham was 99 years old.
神见到他的时候，就给他改了个名字。
Also, at a time, God changed his name.
从今以后你就不要叫亚伯兰了，叫亚伯拉罕吧。
You will not call Abraham anymore. You will be called Abraham.
为什么这么说呢？
Why did God say that?
上帝说，我已经立你做多国之父了。
God said, I have made you the father of many nations.
这原文在这句话的前面有因为两个字。
In the original text, and there's the word because.
那么到底因为什么呢？
So because of what?
接下来在讲章当中我会谈到这一点。
So I will talk about this in our sermon.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
信心与神的源头有关的。
Faith has to do with the source.
为什么这么说呢？
So what do we say so?
因为圣经当中，凡是圣经当中讲源头，一定跟上帝的创造有关，对不对？
The source mentioned in the Bible is, of course, related to God's creation.
那这个源头又是一个怎样的源头呢？
What kind of source is it?
首先，上帝是一个使无变为有的这样的源头，对不对？
First, does God just make nothing into something?
坦率讲，这一点是我们与世界其他的信仰不同的地方。
So, to be honest, and this is that our faith is so different from others.
除了我们所信的耶和华神以外呢？
So other than God, what we believe.
世间没有其他的神是能够使无变成有的，对不对？
There's no other God who just brings nothing into being.
这个在圣经中随处可见的。
And we can see that are displayed in the Bible.
特别是在创世纪当中，大家看得很清楚，对吧？
Especially, we can see that in the Genesis.
神说要有光，就有了光了。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
耶稣基督道成肉身，以神迹奇事显明其神性啊。
Jesus Christ became human and manifested his divinity through signs and wonders.
妈妈说没酒了，他就把水变成酒啊。
When his mother said there's no wine, and God just transformed us to wine.
在海中船上行走，遭遇风浪，门徒也觉得奇怪，怎么风浪听他的话说安静就安静呢？
So when there's a wave in the ocean, and then the disciples say, and God can just use His word to stop this wave.
保罗谈的这个从无到有的时候呢
？When Paul talked about this from nothing into something,
他是将耶稣基督的复活与上帝的创造并列一起来谈。
So Paul just displayed this just with the resurrection with creation to explain the reason for faith.
说明信心的缘由是源于复活与创造。
So the reason of faith, that is just from God's creation, the resurrection.
那保罗为什么要将这两者放在一起来谈呢？
So why did Paul put these two together to talk about?
其实他是有他的逻辑关系的。
Actually, Paul has his logic reason.
如果说上帝的创造对于当时的人来讲已经很久远了。
If God's creation is very long ago.
那保罗心想，那耶稣基督的复活离我们不太远呢。
So for Paul, he just said the resurrection and creation is not too far from.
而且对于当时保罗说，我们在还活着的人，很多都经历见证过耶稣基督的复活呀。
And many of us who are still alive has a personal experience the Lord's healing and his exorcism.
而且当时很多门徒还陪着耶稣三年半一起去医病赶鬼，走遍各城各乡，最后复活升天，对吧？
And the disciples just went with Jesus to experience his healing and exorcism.
就是包括我保罗在内，也是在大马色的路上，在大光中与耶稣基督相遇啊。
So including me, Paul, and he experienced the great light of God on the Damascus road.
而且他要告诉众人的是什么呢？
So what does God try to tell us?
主甚至在光中向我显现，对我说：“保罗，保罗，扫罗，扫罗，你用脚踢刺是疼的。”
So God just revealed to Paul and disappeared.To him and the light and said, talk to him.
这难道不是自古以来从来没有过的神迹奇事吗？
So isn't that the signs of wonder that has never happened before in ancient times?
盼望大家能够听得懂保罗在这里所放下的逻辑立论呢。
I hope you can understand and the logic that Paul mentioned here.
要其次是因为有圣约呀。
Secondly, because there is a holy covenant.
我引言部分不是说了因为两个字吗？
In the introduction, I mentioned about the word because.
请问那是何缘故呢？
So what is the reason?
耶和华神对亚伯拉罕怎么说的呢？
How did God say to Abraham?
在创世纪十七章第四节，他这么讲。
In Genesis chapter 17, verse 4.
他说：“我与你立约，你要做多国的父啊。”
Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations.
就在讲这一句话的时候，上帝替他改名字了。
When God said this, God changed his name.
以前是叫亚伯兰，对吧？
He used to call Abraham.
现在变成亚伯拉罕。
Now his name became Abraham.
亚伯兰的意思就是崇高的父。
So the meaning of Abraham that means a sublime father.
那是一种道德伦理上的夸口啊。
It's just kind of the boast of the morality.
亚伯拉罕呢是多国的父，众民的父。
So Abraham is father of many nations.
那是一个使命的托付。
That is interest of the mission.
由此亚伯拉罕就得了信心之父的名啊。
So since then, and Abraham just received the name of the father of faith.
这是要向神守约的。
And that is he needs to keep a covenant with God.
上帝赐给你一个圣名，你要为了这个圣名守住与上帝的约定，对吧？
God just gave you this holy name. You need to keep the covenant with God.
那么亚伯拉罕要与上帝守什么约呢？
So what kind of covenant should that Abraham keep?
在创世纪十七章第一节，那你就这么讲了。
In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, God
他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人呐。”
I'm God Almighty.Walk before me and be blameless.
这句话可能很多人都不懂，谁能做完全人呢？
Maybe we just do not understand who can be the one who's blameless.
无独有偶，耶稣在登山宝训也类似的话说过呀。
So not surprising, Jesus also said this in the Sermon on the Mount.
他在马太福音五章四十八节，耶稣怎么说呢？
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, Jesus said.
他说：“所以你们要完全，要像我们的天父完全一样啊。”
Jesus said, "You therefore must be perfect, and as your heavenly Father is perfect."
你看到新旧约两约的一致性吗？
And do you think that?Old Testament and New Testament just coincide with each other.
在神面前做完全人是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean? Just being perfect before God.
其实指的就是我们对上帝的心是否完全。
That refers to whether our heart toward God is perfect.
也是牧师常常跟弟兄姐妹相互勉励的话，就是我们要对神要有专一、唯一及第一。 对不对？
And that is how I usually just encourage brother and sister toward God, exclusive, unique, and first.
好，最后是绝望，有指望啊。
Finally, there's hope in despair.
拉撒路已经死了。
Lazarus was dead.
在墓地里已经待了四天了。
He was in the tomb for 4 days.
马大和玛利亚早早派人去叫夫子，赶紧过来看看自己的弟弟啊。
And Martha and Mary just asked Jesus to come to look at their brother.
最后耶稣呢，仿佛单言呢，等到第四天死了四天以后才跑去看。
Jesus was kind of delayed, and he just went to see after 4 days.
玛利亚一见到耶稣就说：“主啊，若你是早一点来，我弟弟不至于死啊。”
And Mary said that Jesus, if you just come earlier, and my brother would not die.
结果耶稣看着玛利亚，就对众人说：“他不是死了，他只是睡了。”
And when Jesus came, and he said he's not dead, he just was asleep.
如果你当时在场，你信吗？
If you were there, do you believe
it? 一个进了坟墓四天的人，有人说他没有死，是睡了，最后他还出来，你信吗？
A person lay in the tomb for 4 days, and they said he's still alive. Do you believe that?
那一定是有人信，有人不信嘛。
It must be some people believe, some don't.
耶稣吩咐说把坟墓门打开。
Jesus said, "Just open the door of the tomb."
拉撒路从里边走出来的时候，就狠狠打那些不信人的脸呐。
And Lazarus just walked out of the tomb, and the people just got surprised.
保罗在亚细亚的路上，在特罗亚讲了一天晚上的道。
So Paul just preached all night in Troas, Asia.
有一个叫油推古的少年人睡着了。
And there's a young man named Eutychus, and he just fell asleep.
从三楼掉下来摔死了。
He fell to his death from the third floor.
保罗就走下去，用身体扶在他的身上。
Paul went down, lay his body on him.
最后这个少年人活了。
And then this young man just became alive.
跟拉撒路一样，都从死里复活了。
Same as Lazarus, just became alive.
这段历史被记载在《使徒行传》20:4-7，对吧
？So this story was recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 4-7.
亚伯拉罕百岁得子也是如此的道理啊。
And the same was true when Abraham was 100 years old.
他的妻子当年是90岁了，连月经都停了。
At the time, his wife Sarah even stopped the menstruating.
但是神说明年此时你要生得一个儿子。
But God said, "You will have a son at this time next year."
他们就都信了。
And they all believe it.
圣经而且说他信的不软弱。
And also, the Bible said they are not weak in faith.
耶稣基督将他从死里复活。
So, and Jesus resurrected him just from death.
这件事在神。
And this thing, and before God.
也在撒旦。
Also in front of Satan.
在世人的面前。彰显活了出来。
Also revealed to the whole world.
耶稣基督的复活是如同一台戏，让世间所有的人，包括上帝、撒旦和人去观看。
Therefore, Jesus resurrected from the dead just lived before God, Satan, and the world.
圣经说这是神儿女所活的盼望，对吧
？Bible said this is the hope that for the God's children.
但这个盼望是一个怎样的盼望呢
？What kind of hope is this?
圣经说是在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望的盼望。你有这个盼望吗
？That is when there's no hope, there's still hope through faith. Do you have it?
我们上个礼拜去 McAllen 去短宣。
So last week we went to McAllen, Texas for a shorter mission.
飞机要起飞了。
So the airplane is going to take off.
时间渐渐的走近了。
And time is getting closer.
天气变了。
However, the weather changed.
德州像这样的地方下雪不多见的嘛。
And because in Texas there are not many chances to have the snow.
礼拜五起飞，礼拜四开始下大雪。
So the flight was the Friday, and then but Thursday and started to have a big snow.
礼拜五继续下雪。
On Friday, the snow just continued.
我们住在乡下，住在 Blue Ridge， 满了雪地啊。
In Blue Ridge and where it just covered with snow.
还能走吗
？Are we able to leave？
所以航空公司说不能走了。
And the airplane company just said that they have to cancel the flight.
航空公司给你免费的更换日期，提供很多方便。
And also they allow us to just change our schedule with no charge.
那我们去还是不去呢
？So should we go or not?
我们当然要顺服神 yes 或 no 的带领，对吧
？Of course, we should follow God's guidance.
但是我们要怀一个怎样的心态去面对这件事呢
So what kind of mindset we should have to do this?
就是一个在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
And that is when there's no hope, and there's still hope through faith.
详细的讲，大家可以在团契主日学平常对话的时候分享，我就把奥秘告诉你，就是在毫无指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
And we can share the detail during Sunday school. However, the key is when there's no hope, there is still hope through faith.
最后我们就去了。
Finally, and we just departed.
还带人传了福音。
Also, we shared the gospel.
还有人做了决志祷告。
Also, their brother or sister, they just had a prayer to receive Christ.
如此大的恩典。
Such a big grace.
都是发生在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
It just happened when there's no hope, and there's still hope through faith.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是信心与应许相连。
Faith is connected to the promise.
神人关系的表达是什么？你知道吗？
Do you know what is the expression of the relationship between God and the man?
就是神与人立约啊。
And that is God established a covenant with man.
而神与人立约的本质又是什么呢？
So what is the essence of a covenant?
立约的本质就是上帝的应许啊。
It's God's promise.
有些应许是上帝单方面告诉你，我要给你什么，他自己就给你他自己的誓言，他自己的立约了。
Some of the promise from God, God just said, just on one side, and then he just gave them this promise.
而神的应许是人仰望那位为我们创始成终的主，对凡跟随他的一个赏赐，对吧？
So God's promise are rewards for those who look to the Lord, who is our author and the finisher.
首先呢，复活是最大的应许啊。
First, resurrection is the greatest promise.
自古以来，人类的命定是什么呢？
So since ancient times, and what is the destiny for human?
是从坟墓，从摇篮到坟墓的死路一条啊。
And that is a road.To death from the cradle.
这就是人类的共同命定啊。
And that is the common destiny of mankind.
我们去 Mike Allen 去跟当地的一个福音对象、福音朋友去谈话啦。
So when we share the gospel with in Mike Allen with the gospel friend.
有一个跟我年纪差不多的人就跟我讲了许多关于逻辑的道理啊。
And there's a man who said about my age, and we just talk about the logic with me.
比较能言善辩嘛。
And he's very good at just debate.
坦率讲，我蛮喜欢他。
Be honestly, I like him.
因为他很像当年刚刚来教会的我呀。
Because he just very much just like me when I first came into the church.
别人讲一句，他可以讲十句，很有道理的。
So if people say one sentence and he can say like a 10 sentence.
那我最后就问他一句话了。
At the end, I ask.
我说你讲的都很有道理。
And I said, the things you said is very reasonable.
你所坚持的也非常有比较强势的这种理由了。
And what you persist on actually has a good reason.
但是你知道你所坚持的结局是什么吗？
However, do you know what is the outcome when you persist on what you are saying?
他就说不出话来了。
He became speechless.
我说你所坚持到底的结局不就是死路一条吗？
And I said, so what you persist, actually the outcome is...
一个死路一条的结局值得你是如此这般去坚持吗？
Does it worth for you to persist if the outcome is eternal death?
当年的犹太人包括法利赛人都在生死的认知线上难以跨越。
At that time, the Jews, including the Pharisees, had a hard time crossing the cognitive line between life and death.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为人们已经习惯了死亡。
Because people are accustomed to death.
也接纳了死亡。
Also accept death.
甚至也认同了死亡。
Even identify with death.
最后自己甚至也臣服于死亡。
And finally surrender to death.
于是在心理认知上是拒绝生命的。
Therefore, in the recognition, they just reject life.
那如果你拒绝生命，当然也就拒绝耶稣基督的复活嘛。
If you reject life, at the same time, you reject resurrection.
已经习惯了永死。怎么会去接受永生呢？
If you're accustomed to eternal death, how can you accept eternal life?
所以拒绝永生也成为他的思想模式的习惯。
Therefore, reject the eternal life just becomes this the habit.
旧约中关于复活的应许的犹太人听不懂。
So the Jews did not understand about the resurrection in the Old Testament.
拉比听不懂，法利赛人听不懂。
The rabbi, also the Pharisees, they just don't understand.
大祭司也听不懂啊。
Even the high priest, he doesn't
understand. 而且呢，也不愿意去懂。
And he didn't want to understand.
从古到今的世人也是如此。
The same goes for people from ancient times to present.
在否定神的应许的前提之下，人是不会接纳福音的。
On the premise of the denying God's promise, and they just don't accept the gospel.
不接纳福音，当然也就拒绝耶稣基督的复活嘛。
At the same time, they reject the truth of resurrection.
但是殊不知，耶稣基督的舍命十字架，三天后从死里复活，就是这个历史上对死亡权势摧毁最大的证明。
Little did they know that Christ Jesus' sacrifice of his life on the cross and his resurrection from the dead 3 days later are the greatest proof.
其次，生命是应许的见证。
Second, life is a testimony of the promise.
此话怎讲呢？
How to explain this?
约翰就为主做了见证啊。
John, he testified for God.
在约翰福音一章十四节，他怎么说呢？
In John chapter 1 verse 14, he said,
他说道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。
John said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glorious of the only son from the father, full of grace and the truth.
道成了肉身，就是上帝的话语成为人的样式。
The word became flesh, which is the word of God made in human form.
耶稣基督，他就是上帝活着的话语。
And Jesus Christ, he is the living word of God.
那道这个字呢，希腊文翻译成 logos。
The word道 in the Greek, it's the translated logos.
从这个纯字义的角度上来讲，当然很容易就让我们联系到逻辑嘛。
So in the meaning the surface of course is easily let us think about logic.
但是却不能简单翻译成逻辑。
However, we just cannot simply translate that into logic.
只是上帝的话语来到人世间，挑选文化、挑选文字的时候，也非常有限的、无奈的挑选了 logos 这个字来表达上帝的话语这个意思啊。
It is when the God's words come to this world, we just have a very limited to describe that and use the word logos.
你说希腊文的 logos 不足够，用英文的 word 行不行呢？
So if we said that logos is not good enough, and if you use English, use the word.
原来英文的 word 也太简单了。
So the English word is not comprehensive.
挪威语呢叫做 wood, O R D.
So in the Norwegian, it's called wood.
可能更加简单。
Maybe it's even more simple.
因为圣经里面所说的上帝的话语呢
？Because and the Bible talking about God's word.
在本质上是在表达上帝大能的临在。
It expresses the presence of God's power.
以及生命见证的内涵怎么翻译啊
？And also that the life testimony.
耶稣基督就是活着的话语啊。
Jesus Christ is the living word.
所以人类是没有能力翻译这个上帝这个字。
So mankind has no ability to translate this.
所以约翰反反复复从不同的角度尝试去说明这个问题。
So John just tried to use a different way to just explain this.
他在约翰福音一章十八节，他继续强调这个字。
In John 1:18, he continued to say.
他说从来没有人见过神呐。
No one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
The only God who is at Father's side, He has made Him known.
这句话就在讲道啊。
So, and this is talking about and logos.
就在讲 logos.
This is talking about logos.
中文这个道字的翻译本身也是不合理的。
In Chinese, translate to this word, Dao, it's not quite comprehensive.
在一百多年前，这新文化运动在的时候，能够找出一个字来表达这个 word, 这个 logos, 可能唯一就是道家思想的那个道字来表达。
100 years ago, and when the Chinese translation this word logos, and the only word they can just use, that is a Daoism, the word Dao.
它当然就是上帝的话语。
Of course, that's God's words.
上帝的话语用什么来表达呢
？So how to express God's word?
中文的话语太轻飘飘了。
So the Chinese word, it just touches to surface.
仿佛无奈的用道字来表达的观念，也是他唯一的选择了。
Seems that they have no choice but just use the word.
换句话讲，人类还没有找到一个合适的字来表达上帝的话语的观念。
Therefore, mankind still cannot find and the word can fully express the word.
好，最后是应许成全信心的义啊。
Finally, the promise is to fulfill the righteousness of faith.
上帝的应许在本质上就是对人在信心上的回应。能听得懂这句话吗？
God's promises are essential responses to man's faith.
而其实它就在表达上帝的义呀，弟兄姐妹。
And brother sister, that expresses God's righteousness.
圣经说亚伯拉罕信神，神就算为是他的义。
The Bible says,Abraham believed God, and God was credited to him as righteousness.
什么叫做算是他的义呢？
What does that mean? God has credited him.
又不是算数学，为什么算为他的义呢？
It's not the mathematics. How? Why God just say that?
当时的人们读这句话也不一定，我猜也不一定读得懂摩西到底说什么话。
I think during that time, and maybe people did not even understand what Abraham means.
同样，亚伯拉罕的子孙，包括我们这些凡相信神的人。也被神算进他的义里边了。
Likewise, the descendants of Abraham, including those of us believing God, and also included in God's righteousness.
被算为义这件事，其实就是上帝的应许嘛。
The matter of being imputed righteousness is God's promise.
也就是说，我们今天得以信神是怎么回事呢？
In other words, we can believe in God today means.
要是神在太初创立世界以前，就应许在耶稣基督里拣选我们嘛。
That means because God promised to choose us in Christ and place us in the great circle of His gospel before the creation of the world.
按照保罗在罗马书所说的，将我们划在他的福音大圈里面，对吧
？So as Paul said, just put us in the great circle of God's gospel.
这是他的应许。
That's God's promise.
而他的应许的表明他的心意就是他的公义。
So, God's heart, that means to express His righteousness.
因为信耶稣得永生这件事本身就是被神的眼中看为对的事情，对吧？
Believing Jesus and receiving eternal life is something that God seems as right.
这就是神的义了。
This is the righteousness of God.
值得我们将身体献上当作活祭是理所应当的事情。请问你同意吗？
And it is worthy of us to offer our bodies a living sacrifice, and it is the matter of course. Do you agree?
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
信心与恩典挂钩。
Faith is tied to grace.
刚才说了亚伯拉罕信神，神就算为是他的义啊。
We just mentioned Abraham believing God, and God counted him as righteousness.
我要说的是，这不是一句空话呀。
So this was not an empty talk.
这可是一个妥妥的、实实在在的应许啊，弟兄姐妹。
But it's a proper and a real promise, brothers and sisters.
而这个应许是带着满满恩典、满满的应许啊，弟兄姐妹。
And this promise is just full of God's grace.
首先，我们来看恩典的应许。
First, the promise of grace.
上帝对亚伯拉罕的应许。包括些什么内容呢？
So what does God's promise to Abraham include?
为什么后人会说上帝对亚伯拉罕的应许丰富且久远呢？
Why people say that God's promise to Abraham is rich and long-lasting?
而且令人感动，因为他是信实广大的呀。
And also God's faithfulness was vast.
粗算起来，亚伯拉罕这一生与上帝有五个圣约，十三项应许啊。
Roughly speaking, there are 5 covenants and the 13 promises.
我数一数这十三个应许好不好？
So let's just count these 13 promises.
一是成为大国。
So one, as becoming a great nation.
二是神必要赐下大福。
And two, this count a great blessing.
三是亚伯拉罕必享大名。
Number three, to become a great name.
四是叫人得福。
Number four, blessing others.
五是赐祝福者得福。
And the fifth, those who bless will be blessed.
六他要使万族得福。
Six, all races will be blessed.
第七他要让后裔繁多。
And seventh, descendants will be numerous.
第八，他要做多国的父。
Eighth, that will be the father of many nations.
第九，上帝要赐给他上帝的国度。
Ninth, great kingdom.
第十，要赐给他君王。
Tenth, great kings.
第十一，要次地为业。
Eleventh, grant land for inheritance.
第十二，要坚定永约。
Twelfth, be firm forever covenant.
第十三，要做神的子民。
13th, to be God's people.
哇，这应许好丰富。
Wow, look at this, it's so rich.
而这些应许都是以立约的方式来表达的呀。
These promises are all expressed in the form of covenants.
经文比较多的出现在创世纪。
And the verses more is that included in the book of Genesis.
这些经文值得大家就好好查考一下。
And this is worth for us to study.
以后有什么机会的查考一下亚伯拉罕与上帝之间的五个月十三个应许到底是什么。
So it just works for us to look at this, the five covenants and also the 13 promises.
其次是信心的成长。
Secondly, the bearing of faith.
其实亚伯拉罕与撒拉都曾经在信心上软弱，对不对？
In fact, both Abraham and Sarah were weak in faith.
撒拉对她的丈夫怎么说呢？
How did Sarah tell her husband?
她说：“上帝使我不能生育啊。”
She said, "God has made me barren."
那怎么办呢
？So what to do？
人本主义就出来了。
Then here comes humanism.
那么亚伯拉罕就与我的使女夏甲同房吧。
Sarah said, "Abraham, you just go sleep with my maid Hagar."
结果这个亚伯拉罕就听见以后，也很高兴啊，就跟着夏甲同房。
Therefore, Abraham just had a relation with Hagar.
这就不是爱老婆俱乐部的成员，是怕老婆的俱乐部的成员了。
He's not a member who loves wife, and he's just that afraid of his wife.
老婆说啥就是啥，不思考，不祷告，不思念上帝的心意啊。
Without thinking, meditation or prayer, and he just do whatever his wife said.
好，天使这个时候就来对亚伯拉罕、撒拉宣告了。
Here, the angel came and announced to Abraham and the Sarah.
明年这个时节。撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他立坚定所，我要与他坚定所立的约呀。
So the angel proclaimed, "But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year."
天使宣告了。
So the angel just announced.
亚伯拉罕心中在疑惑的，其实。
At this time, Abraham was confused.
他心想：百岁老人还能得子吗
？He just thought, "How can theCentenarian still have a child.
老婆也九十岁了，还能生养吗
？And also the wife is 90 years old. Can she still have a child?
月经都停了，还能出卵子吗
？And just no more period. How can she still have the child?
这件事2000年过去了。
So now 2000 years has passed.
上帝借的保罗怎么说呢
？So God said through Paul.
他说他的信心还是不软弱。
His faith is still not weak.
有的时候我觉得他明明很软弱，为什么上帝说他不软弱呢
？Sometimes I just think their faith is pretty weak. Why God said their faith is not weak?
我仿佛在这一刻，我恍然大悟，突然明白上帝的眼光是怎么看我们的了。
And then I just suddenly realized how God looks at us.
我们虽然不好
，even though we're no good.
我们虽然软弱
，even though we're weak.
但是上帝看我们的仅仅是我们生命当中那哪怕一点点的信心啊。
However, God just looks at that. Our little faith.
只要我们在上帝面前有那么一丁一点的信心，在神那里也是何等的宝贵，蒙他看重啊，弟兄姐妹。
Even if we only have a little faith, it is so precious to God and valued by Him.
求神帮助我们，怜悯我们吧。
May God help us and give us His mercy.
无论处在怎样的光景，都不要把那一丁一点的信心完全消灭掉。
No matter what kind of circumstance we're at, never just block those little things.
最后是称义的关联。
Finally, the connection to justification.
正因为我们还有那么一点点的信心。
It was just because we have just little faith.
神就称亚伯拉罕为义。
And God justified Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕这一生的信心之路来看呢。
Judging from the path of faith throughout Abraham's life.
他在神面前留下了与称义相关联的见证，对不对
？So he left a testimony before God related to justification.
神的眼目所看见的是亚伯拉罕，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒是因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。所以这就算为他的义呀。
So what God's eyes saw was Abraham that no unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness.
这段经文在讲什么呢？
What does the verses tell us?
这段经文等于是新约保罗在罗马书当中 对旧约创世纪的一个解说呀。
So this is in the New Testament, and God is through this to explain in the Old Testament.
也是日后上帝观看我们生命的时候的一个属灵的方法论。
So that is a spiritual method how God look at us.
这对我们来讲，难道不是一个鼓励与安慰吗？
Isn't it an encouragement and comfort to us?
即使我们今天的信心不足，
So even though our faith is weak today,
我们的见证也不强，
and our testimony is not strong.
生命吧，属灵生命吧，也活得软弱不堪，
and also our spiritual life is weak.
但是哪怕我们有一点可取之处，
even this, even if there's any merit in us,
神也会看为宝贵啊，弟兄姐妹。
God will just regard it as a precious brother and sister,
并且是引以为称义的凭证。
Also, God just takes it as evidence of justification.
我这篇信息写完讲完，我心存感恩呐。
I feel just so thankful and grateful after I finish the sermon.
好吧，就感谢主吧。
Let's just praise the Lord.
亚伯拉罕的信心与信心的源头有关。
Abraham's faith is related to the source of faith.
就是复活与创造，对吧？
And that is a resurrection and creation.
与上帝的应许相连。
Also connected to God's promise.
这个应许是与圣约相连的，对吧？
And this promise related to the holy covenant.
与神的恩典挂钩。
And also just the connected to God's grace.
这是因为我们哪怕有一丁一点的信心，神也不轻看的。
So that means, even though we have a little faith, God just so treasure that.
盼望神的恩惠、平安与凡相信他的人同在啊。
And we just pray that God's grace and peace will be with all of those who believe in Him.
从今世直到永远。
From now till forever.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你今天赐给我们一堂亚伯拉罕的信心之道。
And today you give us a sermon of the Abraham's faith.
让我们从罗马书的眼光去透视创世纪的应许。
So from the book of Romans that we can see and about the message in the Genesis.
谢谢你帮助我们看清楚你启示的脉络。
Lord, we thank you that you just let us see and the signs of the revelation.
让我们在你所应许的恩惠平安当中与神同行。
In your promise of the grace and peace, we can walk with you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
也愿意神在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May you have the sovereignty in our life.
也谢谢主给我们有足够的恩典与能力。
And Lord, we thank you. Give us the fully of that enough grace and ability.
让我们活出因信称义的大爱。
So we can live out the great love of justification by faith.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.